Today's podcast is brought to you by Kenergy, your local energy cooperative.
We're today with Coach Dennis Hodge, the Rockets head basketball coach. Creighton County is 12-7 on the season. Been a very successful season so far, one that may be a little surprising to some of the local fans. The boys came out of the chute and really set some records this year as far as wins coming out of the gate. Coach Hodge, now we're 3 weeks of the season left. You're down to your last six or seven ball games, and you've got 12 wins against seven losses. And what were you at as far as your approach to this season and preparing now for postseason?
Yeah, well, we're no different than we were at the start of the season. We're just trying to prepare for the next game. I mean, it's cliche-ish, but that is the true answer. You know, we have done a good job thus far, just playing one game at a time, not looking too far ahead, not thinking about records, just focusing on trying to play as good a ball game as we can, and then going back afterwards and trying to make adjustments, trying to improve off of things that we've done wrong.
Your schedule the rest of February. All of these teams, if you look at them and look at their record and maybe compare it to what has occurred the last time we played them earlier in the year, these are all winnable games.
They are. You know, I just got finished meeting with our kids after our practice today. And, you know, what I told them is, you know, basketball math does not add up. You know, it doesn't matter who beat who by how much. It really doesn't. It's so much about matchups. And you know, that's what I told my kids. You know, as we go into the next couple games, we have to win some individual battles. You know, Noah Dickerson has to win some individual battles. Kobe Watson has to, you know, win some individual battles, because you can run all the sets and all the plays you want, but at the end of the day, you know, players have to beat players, and that's what we're going to have to do this week. Is we're going to have some guys. Dylan Hicks is going to have to beat some people off the bounce, and we're just going to have to win some individual battles.
Earlier in the year, we talked about kind of in preseason your three-point shooting, how you thought that was kind of going to be a big staple for your offense. And we talked about this earlier before we started recording. Is it doesn't seem like it to me that it has been as much, and you say that people are defending you, you know, taking it away.
You know, if you're telling me that, that's probably a good thing. You know, if it hasn't been as much a part of our offense as you think it is, you know, think it was going to be, or as I thought it was going to be, I feel like we shoot the ball well. Obviously, we were 0 for 11 against Livingston, but when we were down at Livingston, we shot the three pretty well and got ourselves a nice lead. So we've got good three-point shooters, but if you're playing Creighton County, you know, what I would do is I would try to take that away. Anytime you're playing somebody, you try to take away their strengths. And if you let us get Landon Young open three-point looks, then, you know, Creighton County's probably going to be pretty successful.
180 points you scored from three-point land this year, and your opponents have been 234. So the advantage to the opponents on that. And I don't know if I read your stats right. Is that 180 be 10% of your scoring or three-point shots?
Okay.
But you know, you've got guys Landon Young who can obviously score from anywhere in any shape, form, or fashion, and then Kobe Watson, who's really come on now to be a scorer, and he can step up there and shoot it. He's proven that too. But Kobe, it appears to be a guy that's really matured the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, Kobe's had some. He's had some big games for us, and you know, that's been a reason why that we're able to win some games down the stretch. Is, you know, to take some pressure off of Landon, and probably even though we struggled to put the ball in the hole, Livingston County was our most balanced scoring effort that maybe we've had this season. You know, as you look at it, you're right. I mean, we're 60 of 220 from three-point land. Our opponents are 78 for, 254. I think probably eight of those 78 were down at Marshall County.
yeah.
You know, the fact that we're maybe not shooting it as much may not be, it may not be a bad sign.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you're obviously your offense is closer to the basket, and percentages tend to go up the closer you are to the basket.
Well, you know, the other factor in that is, you know, we, even though we're not a big, strong physical team, we're still, we've shot 242 free throws. I mean, 342, our opponents shot 355, but we've hit 223 and our opponents hit 211. So, you know, we've hit more free throws than our opponents. We've shot 65% from the foul line, you know, and that's a real positive. And that's just, you know, on the season, and that includes some games like Webster and Marshall that got away, you know, might have got away from us early.
You've got your rotation now, it seems. Of course, and at this point in the season, you would think you would be at that level, but you're playing about seven guys.
We are. You know, Dylan Hollis has really stepped up and playing well, and Noah Hadfield is playing well, and of course, our eighth guy is Adam Driver. Is our eighth guy in our big body. And, you know, there's nights where some of those guys, depending on the matchups, don't get to play as much. You know, Noah Dickerson has slid down and played the four, and we're playing smaller teams. What happens is there's just nobody on the floor for them to guard. So we can't play three big guys together. It's an impossibility to play Adam, Kobe, and Dakota almost at the same time, because you can't run offense because they can't come out on the floor and handle the ball. And then if we're playing man defense, there's no one for them to guard, or one of those guys is going to have to guard a wing. So what has happened is we've ended up moving Noah Dickerson down to a four, and we've gone with a smaller lineup lately some to match up.
Of course, we're at the first week of February, postseason's coming up in 2.5-3 weeks, and you've had three quarters of a season here to assess your team, and after you've spent all summer with them, after you've spent the preseason workouts, and you get to this point in the season, tell me what has surprised you maybe about this team, something you didn't expect. It may be one or two different things, but yeah. What's something that's really, it's been a pleasant surprise maybe, and maybe some things that you wish you could change a little bit at this point.
Right. You know, that's almost go back to, you know, just like I was at the beginning of the season. Their competitive spirit has really impressed me. You know, with that being said, I know there's a couple games that we allowed to get away, and we've lost one or two close ones. But for the most part, when the game's tight, our guys execute under pressure. They if it's tight, they believe they can win. You know, and there's been nights at UHA at Marshall County that we just got pushed around. You know, maybe out-athleted a little bit,
right.
And you just not a whole lot you can do when that happens. I mean, it's when it gets away from you, it gets away from you. But, you know, every team that we've taken down to the wire, it's almost seemed like that our guys feel very comfortable in tight late game situations, and they perform well as they did Friday night in tight late game situations. Maybe so a little better than any team we've had or that I've coached here in a while.
And you said that's something you work on practice a lot.
We do. We play situations. We don't play them as much in this part of the season as we did early, because it seems like we're in one every night.
Enough repetition.
Yeah, we've got enough practice. But that is something, you know, that I've drawn from. I drove from Coach Starnes. You know, he always said, you know, don't get upset with players unless you've coached it, you know. And I've taken that to the fact of, you know, if I haven't coached it and taught it, you know, I'm not going to be upset with them messing it up. And also, take it one step further, you need to practice it. You know, and I think that's one of the things maybe that some coaches fail to do is practice late game situations, because, you know, everybody in practice, they want everything to be successful, but that's not the way it works. You know, that scout team, they want to win too. So, making it competitive and making a winner and a loser and somebody getting a positive reward and somebody getting a negative reward adds to it.
Is there anything that as we move into these last half dozen games or so that you'd like to see gel or come together a little better before you do go to Livingston for the 5th District Tournament?
Yeah, there really is. I would like to get us to get a little better at playing zone offense. I believe man offensively will be fine. I'd like to see Dylan Hicks make a more concerted effort to score the basketball. That is one thing that would change our season, or the next nine games here that we're looking at, if Dylan could really make a concerted effort to score. Because, you know, you saw that in Travis Gilbert last year when he went from averaging 1.2 a game to averaging 12 a game down the stretch. All of a sudden, we played much better basketball. And not that he's not trying to score, but, that I think that would be something that could potentially change our season here the next nine games and even give us a chance to beat some of the better teams on our schedule.
Dylan's taken 65 shots this season, and you know he's not going to take as many as Landon Young, who shot it 266 times. But you know, you got Noah Hadfield that comes off the bench, and he's taken 46 shots himself, so not too far off there. So you know, Dylan Hicks is averaging 4 points a game. You could get six or eight out of him, be big difference.
Oh, it would be huge. And you know, you're talking about shooting, though. I'm kind of a little bit subscribed to the Bob Knight philosophy. It's not equal opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, everybody doesn't get to play. Everybody doesn't get to shoot equally. If you can shoot it real well, we want you to shoot it. And if you can't, we want you to pass it or be a blocker or be a rebounder.
But you do think he can shoot it.
I know Dylan can shoot it. In fact, Dylan is one of our top three three-point shooters.
Yeah.
And he's been able to knock down some threes this season. But just attacking the basket, beating his man one-on-one, really makes puts a lot of pressure on defense.
Yeah, especially I know the defenses you've run into put a lot of emphasis on stopping Landon, and if you had somebody else that was out there causing some problems for him, they'd come out of that a little quicker. So we've got down the stretch, Dawson Springs will be here Friday night. That's a game, on paper anyway, we should certainly have an advantage on. Then you've got Hardin County. That was a pretty tough game, but I know they're a scrappy bunch, and I believe you go over there this time. Then we have Community Christian here, Caldwell County here, St. Mary here, Hopkins Central here, and then Hopkins Central away, or flip-flop is one way or the other, and then we'll go down to Fort Campbell and round out the season. So all of those are teams that certainly we could get another notch. So we're looking at this team maybe close to 20 wins.
You know, I don't get caught up in that. I mean, it's nice for fans to think that, but we also, as a coach, I look at it as every night out is a team that potentially can beat us too. You know, as I look down our schedule, I really feel that that every night out we've got to come to play. That in itself helps me. You know, I would love for these guys to have a winning season. They've worked extremely hard to earn one, but I just don't get caught up in looking any further ahead than one game.
Well, I know this has been a rewarding season. This is a team that I don't think a whole lot of people really expected a great deal out of, and so far they've given us probably much more than anybody expected, and it's been a pleasant surprise. I know we've had some big crowds here, and there for a while, the basketball team was the talk of the town. You know, when you were on that winning streak out of the chute there, and still are. And with postseason coming on, it's basketball time, isn't it?
Yeah, we've I told you early when we were 6 or 7 and 0. I'm not sure. We're probably not as good as people think we are right now, and we've got
that's
some
right.
weaknesses, but that's okay. And when we go, we get beat by UHA by 30 points. You know, what I'm telling you, we're probably not as bad as it might look like we are. You know, so we're somewhere right in the middle there, but I think we're a dangerous team, you know, because we have the ability any night to go out and to get stops, and we have the ability to shoot the ball well any night. So that makes us I think it makes us a very dangerous team.
Well, we're looking forward to the final stretch run and then the 5th District Tournament down at Livingston Central. Good luck the rest of the season, Coach Hodge.
Thanks, sir.